Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day outside it looks like today, Stu. What do you think?
It's brisk.
It's brisk.
What is that huge bright light in the sky that's blinding?
Annoying. Annoying.
Yes.
How are you supposed to sleep in with that coming through the windows?
That's right.
I know it.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Yes. Yes. Happy New Year.
2019 is upon us.
It is upon us. And hey, we got some exciting news this morning.
Right off the bat,
we want to bring up Tony Sawyer from a little restaurant downtown that I like to frequent. Every now and then, and
every now and then, like every other hour.
But Tony owns Bob's Downtown Diner.
You don't even know when it's called, and you're there
yes,
seven times a day.
It's early in the morning for me.
Well, good morning,
Tony. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You got some pork belly going right now.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
Let me rephrase that. Are you breathing?
Yeah. Yeah. I walked in yesterday and Jeremy saw me, the cook, one of the chefs there, and he started putting pork belly on because he thought I was going to order it, and I didn't.
I thought you were going to say he ran out the door.
No, I got the corned beef and hash, and it was delicious as always. But this is Tony Sawyer, folks. He was on the show. We were live at his place a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the big announcement is that Bob's Downtown Diner is – our sponsor now.
Woo!
And welcome, Tony. Welcome, man. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Family.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, I didn't tell you the numbers on that Facebook Live we did there. We normally have about 200 people that watch like a regular broadcast like this. We had over 8,000 for your live.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. That's great. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Wow, wait.
That means 16,000 eyeballs watched it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Give or take.
Somebody may have had an eye infection that day.
I hear you.
Somebody had a sty.
Well, tell us a little bit, Tony, about your place for those who haven't heard about your place.
Bob's Downtown Restaurant is located at 263 St. Francis Street. You can find us on Facebook at Bob's Downtown Diner. You can also find us on the web at corneroffatandhappy.com.
We are a
breakfast restaurant, breakfast, lunch, so... We mainly 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., with the exception of Art Walk and Mardi Gras, and then we'll stay open late at night. And then there are also some other special occasions at night when something cool is going on downtown, we'll stay open. But we do everything from scratch. It's good food. You know, everything's made with bacon and butter, so that's why we're on the corner of Fat and Happy.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Not the corner of Slim and Lean.
Yeah, that's right.
That's on that other corner.
Yeah.
No, the other corner is drunk and stumbling.
Well, man, we're excited to have you, and we're ecstatic to have you as a sponsor, and we hope we do right by you, or we do you right, and
we're gonna do you up real good.
Hey, look, I'm excited to be a part of something. It doesn't matter what it is.
Hey, Tony, you know about my past. I'm the same way. I'm happy to be anywhere.
That's it, baby. Every day you wake up above ground is a good day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, man, we want to just thank you again from the bottom of my hearts, and like I said, we're going to do you right, and we want you to come on the show and talk to us
anytime
every now
you
and
want.
Then.
You know you're welcome.
But as soon as we get the commercials finished, they'll be up and going, and I don't know about your choice, you know, but I'm going with your choice
of who you want to do your
commercials.
I spoke with Charlie this morning. I could tell he was smiling from ear to ear.
I'm just a happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
Well, Tony, later on in the show, we're going to have one of your neighbors on. Garrick Ogburn from Nourish Cafe down there in the YMCA is going to come on.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
And his food is about 180 degrees from yours, man. Grain bowls and vegan stuff.
Can I ask you a couple?
That's where Slim and Skinny is.
I tried vegan out a little while back, and one of my customers, Alan Ward, came in. He's a big vegan, and he and I got together to try that. There's something out there for the vegans, and I love it. And and I really want somebody to take that to the next level.
Yeah, make it edible.
It's needed in Mobile. There are a lot of vegans out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, while you're with us, I'd like to ask a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
Is it true that you're actually open every day of the week, 7 to 3?
Yeah. What? Hey, can I kind of sort of know maybe? There's 16 days a year that we're closed.
Kind of, sort of, no, maybe.
That's a definitive if there ever was one.
My daughter used to give me those. My daughter used to give me those kind of answers when I asked her questions back in middle school.
Well, it's the truth. It's a lie. And it's a big question mark.
On Sunday mornings, are you doing brunch at all, or is it still?
Yes, sir. From 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Absolutely. Oh,
and I saw you had a thing there. It says some of the best memories are made at the bar. So I'm assuming that brunch is part of got some adult beverages available.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a Bloody Mary's, house-made Bloody Mary mix, mimosas, bottomless mimosas. Yeah, man. Irish coffee, shot of Jameson, and pickleback. Whatever your heart desires.
Wow. And you do have your complete menu and some restaurant pictures on fatandhappy.com?
I do, yes.
And what's
so if you do come in for breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning, you want a cheeseburger, no problem. I got you covered.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
That is wonderful information to have.
If you've been like Mike up all night partying, he may be in the mood for supper.
Or if you like stew, you'd rather have a cheeseburger for breakfast than just about anything.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, look, I don't think Mike's seen midnight in 30 years.
I think you're probably right.
I have a string of drunk texts to prove differently.
Oh, and you're, well,
and you're saving them.
Now, have you had, last 2 years, have you had that?
Several times.
Oh, okay.
When I get a text at 1:30 in the morning, I have a great idea for the show. And then the great idea is something we've been talking about for 4 years.
Oh, well.
Tony knows what I'm talking about.
Tony, I got one last question. Looking over the menu, it looks like you're pretty excited about Kaneka sausage.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. That's like the heartbeat of Alabama.
Well, don't forget the other thing. Don't forget the other thing.
The bacon is special.
Billy's
bacon. Billy's bacon.
Yeah.
Billy's pork belly. Yeah, that's good stuff, man. That's good for your soul.
I think we just need to turn the radio off and come on down to your place.
Come on, let's go.
Now, what's the phone number there, Tony?
405-1497.
And the actual address?
263 St. Francis Street.
And where is that in relation to, for those of us who are not real familiar with the downtown area, where is that in relation to Bienville Square?
Two blocks north of Bienville Square. Two blocks west of Bienville Square, one block north of Cathedral Square. So I'm directly across the street from the Scottish Rite Temple building. There's a big parking lot right next to us. Haley's Bar is back there behind us. Heroes, Spotted Tea. Over by Cathedral Square. So I'm only one block away off Dolphin.
And so there is plenty of place to park.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, you know, I think sometimes that kind of scares people away from downtown sometimes.
I don't know. It didn't look like it yesterday.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Hey, look, all I got to say to this is face your fears and live your dreams.
There you go.
I love that.
Can I use that?
Words to live by.
That's absolutely right, Tony. Absolutely right. Well, man, we're going to let you go. We're going to do the rest of the show here. Thank you for making it happen for us, Tony.
Thank you guys for being a part of my life and a part of Bob's down there and helping us grow, and I really appreciate it. And everybody that comes down to the restaurant, I want them to feel like family. I want them to feel like a piece of the community, and I just want to see downtown grow as a community and also as businesses grow and new businesses come in. I'd love to share their information and watch them grow, too.
And Bob,
yeah, Tony. Me.
Tony, I don't know where Bob's came from.
It's the name of his restaurant.
That's it. How come it ain't Tony's restaurant?
Well, there's a big story behind it, and I don't want to get into it, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm grateful for my Uncle Bobby starting the restaurant up and helping us grow to where we are now. But if it was named Tony's, when you sit here Tony's, you'd think automatically Italian food.
Or pizza.
But when you say Bob's, it's, you know, the Americana.
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, folks. Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right.
What a great guy.
Get by there and try out Bob's Downtown Restaurant, Bob's Downtown Diner. I like to call it Diner.
Bob's Diner.
Say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they fry themselves on barbecue. That's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now, back
to
Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
He'll be coming to town soon, won't he?
Yeah, sometime this spring.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Can't wait to see him again.
Hey, we got to get our guest room ready.
I got a big announcement. Luann
just had a big announcement.
Two announcements in one day.
2019 is crazy, y'all.
I want to wish Luann's mother a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy
Miss
birthday
Helen
to you.
Pope Morgan. She is 96 years old today.
All right.
96 years young.
Yeah, 96 years young. Yeah, you're right. And she has seen a lot in her lifetime.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And I'll bet you she still owns some secret recipes.
She may. She's not giving them up to us. But,
well, no.
But no, she is a witty and funny woman.
Is she from this part of the country?
No, she's from Lynette. I think where Lurleen Wallace is from.
Okay, but in Alabama.
So from Alabama.
Yeah, she's from Alabama.
That's this part of the country.
Kind of the Troy area.
So I bet she knows how to make hoe cake the right way.
Hoe cake the right way?
Mm-hmm. With an actual hoe?
No.
Yeah, that's where it comes from, Mike. They would...
Laverne. Luann says she's from Laverne.
Yeah, they would cook the batter on the hoe.
Yeah.
And hold the hoe in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen that done.
My grandmother...
Man, our phones are lighting up. We'd better talk to some people.
But anyway, happy birthday, Miss Morgan. Yeah. You're a sweet lady. Yeah. And love your daughter. And
both of you have a lot of patience.
She is so much fun to be around. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bring up Thomas. See what Thomas got to say here.
In Theodore.
Good morning, Thomas. You're not going to get us in trouble, are you?
I'll try not to. You know, I always try to be a good guy. First of all, I'd like to say to Stu and Mike and Moss and Bush, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Thomas. Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoy your show. I want to shout out to Tony. I wish him all the success in the world. He's making some of the best food that's ever cooked in the world. I've 68 years. I've been eating every day, and so I know a little bit about the food.
I suspect you ate more than once a day.
I'm reporting from Theodore out here on the corner of Dumb and Dumber. And what I was thinking—that's
where I was born.
Stay nice.
I wanted to talk about Sylvia's first. They got a great offer. Well, I could talk about them first. That they're giving a free lunch to people that are subject to the shutdown. A free lunch.
I heard that on the news. I heard that on the news. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome too, but I'm not going to say anything about or any wisecracks about Hair Trigger. You know, he's beyond himself. But what I called about is this restaurateur invested $3 million. He bought a 600-pound a bluefin tuna.
I saw that too.
To his people, that's an amazing investment.
Mm-hmm. Was this in Japan, Mike? I did not see that.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's known for bidding on these big.
So what did he do with his fish? Invite his friends
that's
over.
All I know about it, Charlie. It was just a flash news story. You know how they do the news nowadays? It's like one or two sentences.
Yeah, and then it's back
and
to.
They don't go into detail. You know, like Sean Sullivan does. He goes into detail. Sometimes it gets boring, though. But at least you got the details. And he's our leader. Sean Sullivan is definitely our leader. In fact, I told a guy, he's got a national talk show. His name is Gallagher. He comes on this station, 106.5, between 9 and 12.
Yeah, he just joined the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told him that Sean was our leader. He said he knew Sean. Sean's a good guy.
You did. Yeah. I heard you on national radio. I did.
Yeah,
I heard you the other day.
I got a T-shirt. I got a MyPillow and a commemorative coin. Trump commemorative coin. I'm going to auction that off.
He did. He asked for it too. He said, "We're going to give you a MyPillow." And Thomas goes, "Well, I want one of those coins too."
That's right. And I tried to get a ticket to the ball game.
I heard.
If we could play the national championship game.
Clemson. Because he gave a ticket to his son, so I figured I'd get one.
Hey,
of those
you know
two.
What?
So what do you think? What do you want? Do you need me to give you a jet? I said, sure. I don't care.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
I'll take anything you can give me.
So how hard was it to get on Gallagher's show?
Oh, it was easy. Ring right through. Nobody calls that show.
Well, it's just starting.
Well, they knew, yeah.
Well, you know, he took
for
over
all the promotional support.
He took over Lori Ingram's show, which I loved Lori Ingram, except when they got to Mardi Gras because the guy, her co-host, is from New Orleans, and he calls ours, you know, throwing moon pies out of the back of a pickup truck. It's not Mardi Gras. He puts our Mardi Gras down. That's fighting words there.
Hey, if they do that, I'll follow the pickup truck. I don't care.
What flavor moon pie are we talking?
I don't know.
Hey, Thomas, we got to go back.
All right, Thomas.
Chocolate. Hey, guys, I gotta run. My nurse, home health nurse, she's drawing my bathtub for me.
Well, enjoy the bath.
Yeah. Have a good day, Thomas.
All right, man.
Provolone, Thomas.
And he missed Saturday night by a few hours.
All right, that's our 8:30 right there.
Oh, okay.
That's our 8:30.
Don't push
man,
the magic button.
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
New Year's Eve. We went to Southwood Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah Thompson,
mm-hmm.
Great chef, World Food Championship competitor. His sous chef, also two-time World Food Championship competitor. I'm there, and Michael Sullivan walks in, too.
I'd be darned.
We had four food champs in the restaurant at one time, and that menu was spectacular. And help me with this bourbon that I tried. I was going to try the Detling,
mm-hmm.
and they were out.
Oh, wow. That's
so I said, recommend something to me. And my server, John Adam, says, Basil Hayden.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That was a Charlie, remember when we tried the Angel's Envy and it was so smooth?
Mm-hmm.
That Basil Hayden was just as smooth.
And you didn't bring any in.
I drank the entire drink. I nursed it throughout the drink.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire dinner. And my gosh.
What's the name of it again?
Basil Hayden. I bet when Garrett comes up, he'll have
know
a familiarity with it.
But, can I ask Mike a beverage question?
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
All right, New Year's Eve, Marguerite and I and 14 other members of her family, we all went to Biloxi to Mary Mahoney's.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Mahoney's is okay in my book. The service was impeccable, and I love the way.
It's no Ruby Tuesdays, is it?
No, but I love the way the serving staff dressed and the way they carried themselves. I mean, that part was excellent. The quality of the food, I'm going to put up at about a B, but the price was a little more. I mean, our little bill came to almost $120 for two people.
I dropped $200, man. You're being a cheapskate.
Well, I guess I am. But anyway, and the gumbo was good, but it was a little too much like gravy gumbo instead of that other roux. But my question was, you guys have been harassing me so much that I did not order my customary white Zinfandel.
Sutter Home.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't Sutter Home. It was some other cheap brand. But anyway, I decided I would try Red Zinfandel.
Oh, yeah?
And discovered that it's kind of dry. It's not sweet.
The way it should be done.
Yeah, right. It was okay, but it wasn't going to be one of my favorites. But there was a term on there that I've never heard before, and it said it came from old vines.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? I mean, is it plants that have been around for years and years?
Some of them are going on 150 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in fact, some of the vines can keep them alive
that long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aren't some of those vines actually transplanted from Europe, some of them? Or at least the ones that got started?
Well, a lot of...
I don't remember the vineyard.
Some are clones, and You know how they really brought vines over back in the wooden ship days, mm-hmm. or potatoes.
Yeah, had them growing out of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. They had the roots
well,
stuck in the
what effect does the old vines have on the wine?
It's just their roots are deeper into the soil, and, you know, a vine can grow on the side of a mountain.
Sure.
If it could find a crack, people think dark, rich, healthy soil. Vines don't do well, and they don't produce a good product. They like stress. They like many days without water and rainfall. They pull the mineral out of the ground.
And they produce sweeter grapes.
And what you're tasting when you taste wine is you're tasting what's in the soil. And if you go to Oregon, Willamette Valley and Eugene and all that, a lot of their wines have a nutty taste to them. Well, they have almond orchards there and hazelnuts there. But they don't taste like the nuts. They taste like what the soil's like, and the nuts taste like the soil. Mm-hmm. It's all in the soil.
Yeah.
It's
well,
the
I just
terroir.
That's the first time I had noticed that term on any menu, and I just curiosity struck.
Hey, I'm glad you asked a question like that. We're
going to
have something for Alec after a while. Ask Alec after a while. But hey, we got a great guest coming up, friend of ours.
Yeah, good friend of ours. Very knowledgeable chef, Garrick Ogburn from Nourish Cafe inside the YMCA. Going to talk healthy food. For those six of you who have decided to eat healthier for the new year.
And the other three who exercise semi-regularly.
When we come back, we'll have Garrick up.
A butter and egg man from way out in the west. I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes that never were mine. But if my dream comes true, the sun's gonna shine. Oh, I want a butter and egg man.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
Ooh, Monroeville. That's your kind of town, isn't it, Mike?
I love all those little small towns.
Any town that ends in Ville is right up your
alley. I love the towns that have the courthouse right in the middle of the square. Mm-hmm.
As it should be.
And,
yes.
And you know, Tawny's restaurant, Prop and Gavel, is on the courthouse square.
Cool.
And her father was a pilot, her mother a judge, I believe, and that's where the name comes from, Prop and Gavel.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it is a law-themed restaurant. She's a wonderful chef.
And I thought Philip carried all the trivia around in his head.
He carries it around in his knapsack.
Wrong, Charlie.
Yeah. Well, it is the new year, and many people have said, I'm going to eat healthier this year. And since Mike and I have no clue what they're talking about when they say that, we've got a very good friend of ours on that can translate that into English for it. Garrick Ogburn, chef of Nourish Cafe, is on the line. Good morning, Garrick.
Hey there. Good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
Sound like a DJ, didn't
you? Doing fantastic. So I hear one of y'all is drinking so much Basil Hayden you can't see straight.
I like that.
I think Charlie's going to coin.
That's an old line from Fountains of Wayne song, 1990.
Basil Hayden and you can't think straight.
Yeah. It was very good. Garrick and I have enjoyed an adult beverage or two.
You have?
Yeah.
I've run into them every now and then.
Sharing thoughts. Well, he kept me up one night down at Dolphin Island. We were judging the a gumbo cook-off or something.
Gumbo
Garrick.
Cook-off, yeah.
Yeah, and we had to be on site at 7 o'clock, and at 4:30, we're still sitting out on the balcony drinking and talking. And I was like, hey, man, can I get a nap?
Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Well, my lovely other half, Heather, has taken on a second job helping out at this little restaurant in the YMCA downtown. Just a couple hours a day, helping get
fancy
them through a
lunch. Eatery.
Yeah, fancy eatery. And she has been coming home with tales of grain bowls and wraps and interesting seeds combinations. So, Garrett, just tell everybody what Nourish Cafe is, where it is, and what your food is all about.
And we are located in the downtown Moore YMCA, right there on the second floor, easy parking down below. Come pop on in just to lunch. So it's Monday through Friday. We feature our paprika pork loin wrap, as well as a Nourish salad, which has a ton of healthy seeds in it, carrots, lettuce. And what I'd like to feature, and we've talked about this before, is my healthy hippie ranch, which
yeah.
is a hit 10-part based mayonnaise dressing.
And it is the only ranch I have ever really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garrett made it. Weren't we testing some new wing flavors or something over at your house one time, and you whipped up a batch?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is ranch that I actually like.
It's nice because it's like simple ingredients that you can like ramble off your tongue. But it's a vegan one, and that's a fun thing. People like to leave out dairy. And I think it's a great way to add a lot more protein, omega-3 and omega-6, which are those healthy fats that you eat in your diet outside of Crisco. So,
yeah, and you know, and you can attest to this the same as I can. All you hear in the news from nutritionists and stuff is we got to eat more omega-3s and leave the bad fats alone. And they refer to omega-6s as bad fats. But the body requires five times as many omega-6s as it needs omega-3s.
Absolutely. That's what your brain is pretty much made of.
Yeah, and you need to just bring the balance in. So someone that's knowledgeable like Garrick can actually guide you down that healthy food road much better than, you know, all of these pop-up ads that you see in Cosmopolitan and People. That is not the place to learn how to eat. It's from a magazine.
For real.
Well, you know, unless it's Garrick Ogburn Monthly.
Yeah. Well, there's only one really great diet outside of, unless you have specific nutritional issues.
Right.
And that's just healthy, varied, moderate, balanced diet.
Yeah.
Just stick to varied, moderate, balanced diet. You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the only thing that really works. Now, Atkins, you know, is very popular, and it is a great diet if you are morbidly obese and you need to drop the weight quickly because of your health. Yeah, Charlie just held up his Atkins bar. But it is not a healthy diet. It, in fact, is quite dangerous if you're looking to drop 10 pounds for Mardi Gras. That is not the way to go. Don't you agree? Yeah. And we have a caller, Garrick, that I'm sure is just eating up. Well, she's not calling right now, Mike. Calm down.
Okay.
But she calls in and always gets on us about not talking more vegan stuff. And her name is Cookie, but she wants to talk vegan stuff. So vegan used to be terrible. And one of my favorite episodes of Bizarre Foods is Andrew Zimmern is at the home of the greatest vegan chef in America, and he looks at the camera and says, "This is worse than anything I've ever eaten anywhere in the world."
Even at Roe and Pensacola?
Right. So what are you doing to fix that?
What I like to make in a balance and adjustment for everyone. Mm-hmm. I've got my pork wrap, and everyone loves that one.
Are you using smoked paprika on that?
I'm using a touch of it, and a touch of the true Spanish paprika. I brought that back from Spain myself, and you have a hard time finding it.
Yeah,
especially the good quality one.
I've been hearing about it, and I said he's got to be using a smoked paprika.
Yeah. Well, I wanted a simple seasoning on my pork, and I used lean pork loin, and so I don't feel bad about that one because it's lean protein. But you cut it nice and thin, chop it tender. It's a beautiful piece of meat. Everyone's going with chicken, but I think we can get better hogs around here than anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, you and I both know just if you're trying to eat healthy, there are 2,000 or so things that contribute to a healthy diet.
Absolutely.
Calories and fat are only two of them. So you can sit here and say that chicken breast is low in fat and low in calories, and therefore it's healthy. And I can sit here and list all of the things that are in chicken breast that keep it from being healthy. The antibiotics and the ammonias and everything are used in it. It's probably the least healthy meat that we eat on a regular basis.
You have to put in a lot of dressings on top of it to make it any sort of flavor at all.
Yeah.
You're just wasting it.
Right. And you know, this time of year, you've been in this industry, you know, as long as I have. This time of year is the you're just kidding yourself diet, where they come in and say, I'm going to eat healthier. And they say, so I'll get a salad. I'll get the grilled chicken salad. But instead of the vinaigrette, can I get ranch? Okay, well, it's not quite so healthy now. And give me two extra ranch. Well, okay, now you're better off getting, you know, a grilled chicken sandwich. And instead of grilled chicken, can I get fried chicken? Woman, go to Burger King. It would be better for you at this point. So your hippie ranch is, you know, the way to still get that comfort of a ranch dressing that people desire without them being fooled into thinking it's healthy. Because one of the things that makes me laugh the most at the grocery store is when I see fat-free ranch.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's nothing healthy about that. It's horrible. So you've got your hippie ranch. That won't kill you. What else have you got going on down there?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm doing the grain bowls. And right now, a lot of people are getting that, needing the additional fiber. You've had all the red wine. Some people are going to enjoying those really nice old vine zins, which I love as well. You're eating all the cheese. But you need that fiber to kind of flush things out.
Yep.
Right now I'm offering a barley bowl. And barley is a fantastic old world grain. Right. It's high in protein.
Great for
beer.
A lot
of water. It has a lot of fiber. And it's really low on the glycemic index chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to spike your blood sugar up.
You listening, Charlie?
You have a lot of vegetables steamed on top. And you can even change it out instead of barley. I give a rice cauliflower option as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have two things. Veg on veg or veg with grain.
Yeah. And do you do any quinoa from time to time?
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm offering putting that in the barley to add a little more crunch and texture to it. Barley gets a little soft.
Yeah.
And some people like it. Some people don't like it. Some people say it's too much like oatmeal. A little quinoa in there to give it a little crunch.
Kind of like, some grits mixed in, South American grits.
Exactly.
Yeah, Heather. Heather was
coming up. That is coming up. I'm going to do a pozole bowl.
That is outstanding, Garrick. Now, your menu changes pretty much daily, right?
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay.
I was doing a lot of daily menus, and some people were missing out on certain things, so I'm kind of sticking to a weekly change. Get enough other varieties in there. 90% of my people love my hippie ranch on the salad, as my nourished salad with all the seeds and vegetables. A lot of people love the Paprika pork loin wrap. Great and quick, inexpensive, come and go. But I have a lot of regular people that want to have something new. And this lets me stretch my culinary wings and let Mobilians try something new.
Yeah. And,
I've had a lot of people ask me, like, what is a quinoa?
Asking Garrick what is a quinoa has opened yourself up to a 10-minute conversation. Because it's quite a story about quinoa.
Okay.
And, hey, Garrick, do you have to be a member of the Y to eat there?
You don't. Just come on in.
Well, see, there you go. And everyone that's trying to eat healthy this time of year, well, you're going to go to the Y and eat healthy. How about grab a membership and tell them Garrick sent you? I think that would help out things too.
Come in, get a membership, get 10% off all this month.
Outstanding. Well, all right, Garrick, we are up against the break, my friend.
Thank you so much. And remember, you can always find out more information at our new website, nourishcafemobiles.com.
Hey, I was just about to ask you for a website. You're a pro at this, aren't you, buddy?
We do.
All right,
Garrick.
It has been great having you on, and good luck with your venture down there, man. One day I'll make it down there and eat a pork wrap.
Well, you got to come on back to the house. You got to try my favorite bourbon, of course, is Bullet.
All right, Garrett, Happy New sounds Year. Like a deal, man.
Have a great day.
Happy Bye-bye, New Year, guys. Garrett. Garrick Ogburn from Nourish Cafe inside the downtown YMCA. We'll be back in just a minute.
Around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track, and you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
Right, just keep talking and mention you're a Walmart food champ, buddy.
All right. Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm a Walmart food champ, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
Did we edit that?
No, apparently not. You
apparently not.
Yeah, well, hey, that's all right. If you're the champ, you get to say your name twice.
Anthony's a great guy.
And by the way, you're listening to Sip and Chew, brought to you proudly by Bob's Downtown Diner at 263 St. Francis Street, the Entertainment District, downtown Mobile. And he told us earlier, is a block north of Cathedral Square. Open 7 to 3 every day of the week, serving good old Americana, made from scratch breakfast and lunch. Complete menu and photos of the place online at fattandhappy.com. That's got to become my favorite name.
It's at the corner of fattandhappy.com.
They want to feed your family. Walk-ins are welcome. Stop by and someone in a black apron will smile at you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they got the sweetest ladies that work there.
They
do. They're fast. They're efficient.
They must have.
Do they all wear black aprons? Is that a thing? I was just looking over the menu, and if you're into burgers for lunch, you got Bob's Burgers, Bama Burger, Black and Blue Burger. Am I pronouncing it right? Shalom Burger? Or is that a typo?
I don't know. You're Shalom, possibly?
Well, I don't, but it doesn't have an L.
Jalapeno
Cheddar Burger. That sounds interesting. Blue Hawaiian Burger. I don't think Elvis sings while you eat it. Mushroom Swiss Burger, Chili Cheeseburger, Money Burger, Royal Street Burger. And then they got sandwiches. And it goes on and on.
And they got a great breakfast.
You
got
to get down and try it.
Great brunch on Sundays for sure. But
it's just good old Americana made from scratch food.
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago, I went to get us an Alex. I'm not an Alexa.
Yeah.
For the show, and they were all sold out. And so I went out. I was wandering around the flea market in West Mobile, and I found this thing. It's not Alexis, but it's called Alec. And so we started this thing with Alec. Ask Alec. So we want to ask a question.
Yeah,
to Alec
just have
today.
A little fun with this thing.
A little thing. Yeah, we're just trying to work it out, and we're going to try to get more serious with it. But anyway, I want to ask. Hey, Alec.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, good, good. How was your New Year's, Alec?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I'm telling you, I got a little hugging and a little squeezing and ate some really good food. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, what did you eat to bring in your New Year with?
Oh, ham sandwiches, man. We saw you and Stu on the Studio 10. He made those ham sandwiches. I was like, that's what we going to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I got the little cork got away from me there. I was trying to show everybody how not to open a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, it looked like you got all shook up. All shook up. You get it there, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, man. But when midnight came, we did. You know, we did the thing. We did the three, and then we did the two, and then we did the one, and then we did the Happy New Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to know that it worked out well for you.
All right, man. I got to go. Google needs a hand.
Okay. So, there you go. There's Ask Alec. We're going to have more questions for you. And, folks, if you've got questions, you can call in or text in at 343-0106.
Yeah, text them probably be better.
So text them be better, yeah.
Yeah, so Alec can prepare his answers.
He'd do some research.
But I did have a good New Year's, and I know you did.
Oh, best ever.
We kept it low this year. We stayed home.
Yeah, well, we were back home by probably 8:30. We did the 6 o'clock seating at Southwood Kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and probably were done there about 7:30, drove back to Sims. So probably 8:30 we were home,
yeah.
And, you know, just had a fine time. We toasted New Year with the Prosecco that Heather's coworker gave us, the La Marca, I believe mm-hmm. it was. That was fantastic.
They sell a lot of it out there. But
it was really good. We had the kava that you tried to kill me with. I ended up putting that in my navy beans that I did. I did navy beans with a ham bone. I roasted the pork ham like we had on Studio 10. Did we have fun on Studio 10?
We had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, except for you trying to kill me. We had a great time on Studio 10.
What happened? Did the cork become a ballistic missile?
It did.
The bottles got jostled in the drive over.
Yeah.
So there, the carbonation was a little more agitated than the normal person would deal with when opening. So Mike was in the process of putting the safety towel over when the cork just said, "Yeah, I'm done."
I was more worried about messing up Joe Emer's hair.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible.
It probably would ricochet.
It's shellac. Mike was really scared about hitting one of those $10,000 cameras with
it. Yeah, that would take the shine off.
I was doing Studio 10 with Chastity years ago, and I turned to do something, and the cord for the microphone got caught on a knob of the drawers there behind the stovetop and ripped the cord completely out of the microphone. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they're never going to have me back on again. And I got their attention, and I said, hey, this pulled out. You know, I'm sorry. I had too much cord. I apologize. They said, oh, no, Chastity does it like 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So they were used to repairing it, and she was just so sweet. She said, oh, yeah, I'm the queen of pulling those things out. I do it all the time.
Well, when you lost your mic, did they have one of those Braille readers come out and give you the signing what you
No,
were
it was it was during a break for me. My mic wasn't on at the time.
Oh,
in fact, they may have even been on commercials, so I was zipping back and forth.
I thought you were
going to
pull the drawer out on the floor and all the utensils.
No, I have had my alarm go off on my phone reminding me to get up and go to Studio 10 during Studio 10. I've had the alarm go off right at the ba-da-da-da, and I just roll my eyes.
Hear that again.
No. And one time I was sitting there checking something on my phone, and Joe goes, we're starting. I went, oh, okay. And I'm used to the music come on. Well, they went straight to us, and he goes, we're on right now. Oh, okay. They had skipped the intro music. So,
well, it's nothing like live,
so Mike got to see live television is fun. It is.
Well, last time we were on there together,
yeah,
we didn't make that. I didn't make. You know, I didn't have to open anything.
Yeah,
I brought in 2 bottles of wine. That was it.
Well, is there a memo going around Channel 10 say don't have these 2 guys on at the same time?
Yeah, I hope not.
I love it. You know, I love opportunity like that for us to push our show and let people know.
You did mention this show. I hope
they did.
Oh yeah, and we constantly. Did. Yeah,
yeah, constantly. Yeah,
good.
Yeah. But
So we got some hype. We talked to Joe. We hopefully will go back around Valentine's Day,
more champagne.
And, yeah, well, no, we'll let you pick red wines to pair with chocolate. How about that?
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, but we've got some stuff lined up now. Someone from Noble South will be on in a few weeks. They're going to talk about this special fisherman's dinner that they've got coming up. It may be Chef Chris, it may be someone else in the organization. But the Sunday before Valentine's Day, it's Valentine's Day. Who do we have to have? Patty cakes.
Patty cakes.
From Warehouse Bakery. So the Sunday before, get ready, Charlie. There's going to be lots of sugar all up in here for
you.
Yeah,
well, I was going to ask you, is she going to bring some samples in?
Oh, you know she does.
I'm so glad Mardi Gras and St. Patty. I mean, Valentine's Day is not crossing this year. I mean, it's early in Mardi Gras season that it happens, and I hate because it really hurts the restaurant business that are trying to fill up their tables because people have to make a choice.
Yeah.
They have to make a choice. And it messes up the restaurants downtown.
Yeah. And I will probably, if we get to go on there, I will demonstrate something easy for the fella to cook for his lady for Valentine's Day. Because I just don't see a point in booking a reservation for a romantic dinner for two when Heather can eat with a pretty darn good chef at home.
Yeah.
So I will cook something very special, and a lot of guys like to do that. And I think that's probably one of the most romantic things a couple can do is cook dinner together.
I think well, that is romantic, but it's also romantic for a man that could cook for his love.
No, that's just cold sexy right there.
You know what you mean, hot and sexy. But I cook a pretty good steak myself. Yeah. And some I do great eggs Benedict.
Hey, you know, you can get duck fat at Fresh Market. I believe it's $7.95 for a pound the last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
You could do you some of them duck fat whooped potatoes at your own home.
You know, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just do duck for your dinner.
But that means I'm going to need to go back to Southwood to taste them again to make sure I do it right.
I'm sure Jeremiah would not mind.
I've got a news flash.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
My precise timing just went right into the porcelain receptacle, and we have about 3 seconds left. So just say
well, provolone. Folks, get out there and support Bob's
and
diet.
Provolone.
Thank you, Bob, for being our sponsor. And get out there.
Tip them servers.
Tip them servers. Support local, be local, buy local.